JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, a new drugstore pharmacy opens at the Seaview Gardens Community Health Center. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The Real Estate Board is currently accepting applications for the following mandatory courses as part of the Continuing Professional Development course requirements. AML Update, Terrorism Prevention Act, will be held on January 3, 4, 10, and 11, and the Real Estate Dealers and Developers Act, January 22 and 30, 2018. Contact the Real Estate Board at 926-9748-9 for more information.
The National Health Fund, NHF, has facilitated the opening of a new drugstore pharmacy in Seaview Gardens in St. Andrew. The service, which is now available at the Community Health Center, allows residents and other users to access healthcare and medication at the same location. Individuals like Orlando Wilson are welcoming the service. Mr. Wilson, who is an epileptic, visits the Seaview Gardens Health Center every 2 weeks, and now his ability to access treatment like that of many others has been made easier.
Sometimes ambulance they will go to the one at Agri Park, sometimes we go crossroad and then so it's still free and for collect it. Sometimes when I will go one and then I have it to go to the next one.
Another resident, Sharon Kelly, has been making visits to the health center every month for the past 10 years. Having a pharmacy close by means she is now able to save both time and money.
My mom come here as well, so you know, when I have to look about her medication, sometimes I have to take time out from work to go to a drugstore in Union Square. So you know, say it costs me some time. So it's more convenient here because she herself can come instead of me leaving work. Sometimes I not get to go back to work because it take up my time.
The new Seaview Drugstore Pharmacy is one of several to be opened across the island by the NHF in partnership with both public and private facilities. The initiative will be moving into Manchester, Clarendon and other parishes in short order. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the opening of the drugstore locations is part of a wider public-private partnership which serves to make government procured drugs more accessible to public patients.
To give better coverage, so it would reduce in turn waiting time for persons who would have to rely on the hospitals. So it's really a sort of overhauling of the approach to drug distribution by creating one platform to administer, the NHF platform, and linking that with some critical private sector partners to create more windows, more outlets for distribution.
Dr. Tufton adds that the intention is to establish 50 of these outlets across the country to make high-quality pharmaceuticals readily available, as well as to facilitate improved patient compliance, especially among those who are unable to purchase the medication. To ensure the provision of adequate and safe water supply and sanitation services, Vision 2030 Jamaica will strengthen the nation's infrastructure for storage, treatment, distribution, and disposal of water. To find out more, visit vision2030.gov.jm. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
In the olden days, I have to carry water from 6 steps to Mosquito Hill in La Pan. And now, the little people then have to carry the little body also with the water at their hand to help me out. When the sugar was closed, we have to find a tank and go and wash some clothes. Carry it on my head, back to yard and hang it out. My name is Myla Adlam. I come from Mosquito Hill.
That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vaughn Davis for producer Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.